Emerald and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch scenes from A Marriage with Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac. Exclusively on Sky.
Right, Maria, what do you got for us?
Okay, so I'm going to do Graham Norton first, right? Just okay. to get that done and let you know
who's
on. Oh,
because you've got the time. Right? Yeah.
So Will Smith, because obviously King Richard is out this weekend. Venus and Serena Williams' dad.
Yes.
It's all about the story on how he raised them and all that kind of stuff. So Will Smith plays their dad. Richard Osman, he has a new novel called The Man Who Died Twice. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Friend of the show.
We spoke to him on Monday. And Yola performs Starlight from her current album Stand For Myself.
Okay.
Haven't heard it yet.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, for anyone who may not be familiar with it, or with him or what, the stuff he's done. He wrote all the music for Hamilton.
Moana.
So all the songs from Moana. He was in Mary Poppins Returns as the chimney sweep, if you've seen that.
Yeah, and he's also part of the new, he's written all the songs for the new Pixar movie Encanto, which is just beautiful.
Well, he's also part of this new musical drama on Netflix called Tick, Tick, Boom that has Andrew Garfield in it.
Yeah.
So I think that's mainly what he'll be talking about with Graham.
Apparently, he's a genius.
Oh.
Like, he's a certified genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those people. Super
he could
brain.
Just sit down and write an entire musical, like, while you're eating a sandwich.
You walk away feeling terrible about yourself.
Okay, Maria, that's Graham Norton.
Full.
What is happening on the Late Late Show?
The Late Late Toy Show is tonight. How exciting. Yeah,
so exciting.
The theme is The Lion King.
Okay.
Who doesn't love The Lion King? Dermot, do you love The Lion King? You were late to the party on The Lion King.
I was. I saw it about 15 years after it was released.
It was lost on you.
Yeah.
I think you needed to see it as a child.
We brought Dermot to the cinema with a load of listeners to our radio show because Dermot had never seen The Lion King. Everyone was singing, dancing, he was just sitting there going, what is this?
No, we all sat and watched him while he watched the movie to see his reactions.
This cartoon is acceptable, is basically what I thought.
Apparently the top toys, fidgets, poppets, and a labradoodle called Moji.
Oh, like not a real dog, some kind of
a
toy dog.
No, a toy.
Right, okay. Yeah, poppets are massively popular.
What are they?
Like, so those sheets of
plastic sheet, and they literally go pop like a little,
nearly like rubber.
And then you go
the other side and pop the other way. But now they're in shapes. It's in the shape of Pikachu. It's in the shape of Paw Patrol or whatever. Yeah,
I can't. They actually annoy me. You know, they're supposed to calm you down.
Yeah,
they do the opposite to me. Same with like those fidget cubes that you could get a few years ago.
Yeah,
those kinds of things irritate my brain. I can't just put them down. Apparently there'd be 50 people in the audience instead of 220. Now, we had none last year, so
that's true.
It's better, you know.
Yeah.
50. I heard earlier on, to place an ad, so if you're a business, right, and you want to put an ad on RTE during the Late Late Choice Show, and you go, do you know what, we'll go with the first ad break.
Yeah.
So that first ad break that they hit, apparently, they're charging $85,000 to place your ad in that ad break.
I suppose it's premium slot, isn't it? I mean, that's of the entire year. That's like our Super Bowl.
Yeah, how many? What are the viewers?
It's
like?
Also unconfirmed. I don't know if that's true at all. It's just what I heard. But like, that's insanity.
But isn't it like half the population of Ireland or something that like watches it overall? Like, it's insane.
Well, we record it and watch it the next day, so we don't see any of the ads anyway.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
You're fast forwarding through everything.
Apparently he had a... Ryan Tubridy did a walkthrough of the set yesterday with a lot of media.
Emery, I think you'll find Noni told us his name yesterday was Brian Tupperty.
Sorry, my bad. So we gave a look at kind of the jungle theme or the, you know,
Lion King theme.
Jungle
theme
and everything. And he spoke about the, do you remember the F-bomb last year?
When
the bottle of Fanta exploded.
Oh, yeah.
The poor little kid sitting in front of him and the F-bomb. And he said, look, it was a natural gut reaction and we're one of the only live TV shows left in Europe at the minute.
Yeah.
So these things are going to happen. Yeah.
Don't swear at the children, Ryan.
And he actually was lucky there was no audience when it happened. It was the one year they had no audience.
The collective, would have been pretty big.
But he is urging people to shop local, to support local businesses.
Right.
And he says your local businesses need it, need your business in the way that Jeff Bezos doesn't. So trying to buy online, buy local, which is fair. Aside from that then, if you're still in the Christmassy mood, Apple TV have this documentary. I find this fascinating. It's out today and it follows this man called Jeremy Morris in Idaho, who describes himself as Mr. Christmas. And he is the most Christmassy man to ever Christmas ever in the world. He's been to court and he's been told to stop being so Christmassy. I'll play you a clip of the trailer.
I am the only American, probably the only person in the world, who has been banned by a federal court from decorating for Christmas. I love Christmas more than life itself.
Christmas tree time, let's go!
He doesn't know when to stop.
Some people call me Mr. Christmas. This house, it's perfect for hosting this Christmas show.
What is this guy up to?
This Christmas show.
5,000 people.
We need to make it bigger. These neighbors threw a rock. The threat of a lawsuit.
How is that not Steve Carell playing Mr. Christmas? Listen to the start, it sounds exactly like Steve Carell.
I am the only American, probably the only person in the world, who has been banned by a federal court from decorating for Christmas.
when they do eventually turn this into a Hollywood movie version, they can definitely get Steve Carell to play him.
No, but that is actually him. That's Jeremy Morris. It's a documentary about how he basically lived in this house, wanted to have more and more Christmas decorations and lights and trees and everything, and they didn't fit in his house, so he moved house. And
To
fit the Christmas stuff. And he wanted to put on a massive Christmas display for people. And he was inviting people on social media and everything, and, you know, the numbers were going up and up and up, and the neighbours were like, hang on a second, you've just moved in, and now you're turning our lovely, quiet housing estate into, like, a tourist attraction.
Wow.
So they brought him to court and he's appealed everything, and, you know, it's insane. If you think you're a Christmassy, you're not. This guy is. He even has his braces, his train track braces, and the elastics on his braces are all green and red all year. He's so Christmassy.
So what's this, Apple TV this is on?
Apple TV. It's called 'Twas the Fight Before Christmas.
Oh, that's
and
clever.
And it's out today. Yeah.
Okay.
And then just a movie that I think everybody should go and see over the weekend. Now, it's in the cinema. I don't usually talk about the cinema. Mm. House of Gucci. I saw it on Wednesday night in the amazing Stella Cinema in Rathmines. What a cinema. It's the story of the Gucci dynasty and how it came to not be run by Gucci anymore.
Right.
The Gucci family.
And isn't the cast insane?
The cast is unbelievable. So there's Lady Gaga plays a woman that marries into the Gucci family. Adam Driver, Jared Leto, Jeremy Irons, Al Pacino and Selma Hayek.
Wow.
Like, and the movie itself, I didn't know anything about this story, right? Mm. I'd imagine if you know all the details about the story, you might think there's a few holes in it because it spans such a long time that, of course, there's going to be holes in the storyline.
Right.
But the movie itself is unreal. Lady Gaga, I think, is going to get an Oscar for her performance in it. She, like, her accent, her fashion, her everything about her is unreal in this movie. I just think it's one of my favourite movies I've seen.
And is it, it's like a drama, it's not comedy or it's not
it's
like...
It's not comedy, no. It's all like betrayal, decadence, revenge and ultimately murder.
Oh, okay.
Is the line that I read. But it's a true story. And you won't know who Jared Leto is in it until you Google who he plays.
Oh, which character? Because he just looks so different.
He doesn't look like himself at all. You'd never guess
it's him.
He's
one of those method actors, isn't he? Just like when he does something, he just goes full on, all in. Like.
Well, there's major prosthetics involved here.
There is, but you'd never know to look at it. You know the way, like if you're watching The Nutty Professor, you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely a fat suit that he's wearing. You know that way. But with Jared Leto, you can't see. You just think that that's a man.
Right.
You don't know that it's him, you know. But she used her, Lady Gaga used her accent that she used in the movie for months ahead of filming to try and get herself into it. And she said she drove her family and friends mad. She would not break the accent.
Right. I'm not sure if it's from Marie. I saw the trailer and went,
it's in cinemas today. Oh, it's so good, Dave. No, just give in. Just watch it.
I might give it a try. Marie, as always, thank you very much. It's Dermot and Davis Today FM. Here comes Dermot's favourite song.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.